BBC Radio Oxford, a very good afternoon. Now, my next guest has just been shortlisted for an award for her cartoon parenting blog on how to bring up children. I think we all need a bit of my next guest, actually. Jo Sandelson used to have a daily topical strip cartoon on The Times and also ran an art strip for a while in The Observer as well. It's lovely to have you here.
Thank you.
You've just reminded me that the last time you saw me, I was huge.
Absolutely enormous. So I thought maybe you've got triplets in there and no one's told you.
Isn't it funny when you're pregnant and you don't think, you know, that you are as big as you are? And I used to go around saying, I'm very neat. And of course, the reality only strikes when you see people about a year later, you've lost the baby weight, you've got a lovely bundle of joy, and people actually say that, you know, you were big. Oh yeah, I know, I clearly was. Anyway, lovely to see you.
Thank you.
So firstly, Jo, tell us about the award and what it means for you.
Well, I was very excited because I got an email a week ago from Brit Mums, and they're the largest blogging collective of lifestyle bloggers in the country. And so they support bloggers who talk about health, education, food, children, everything. Mm. And they have their own platforms and are able to send out fascinating and useful information about their particular interest to other people. There are people talking about issues with cancer, who've got children with autism and Down syndrome. And so rather than people feeling isolated, they can link up and read about these bloggers. And it's a very useful community service apart from anything.
Blogs are becoming more and more popular these days, you know, not with just people reading them, but writing them as well. So why did you actually begin starting writing yours?
Well, I suppose being a mother and an artist, combining those two things, you know, what do we ever do in life except, in a way, what bubbles to the surface? And, of course, when you have a child, all you want to do is talk about their continuing education and development with your friends, and it becomes fascinating, the whole issue of raising kids. So this idea of air raising, which actually my husband thought of that, and I thought it's such a great name because on the one hand it is hair raising and you're bringing up your wonderful little heirs. I saw, all these people I've got friends from London where I used to live with their children, everyone with their different ideas, motivations, ambitions, some of which I agreed with. Mm. You get into groups and you go, how could they raise their child like that? And they're saying it about you. Mm. And I just wanted to put it all down. And I was amused by it. And as time has gone by over the last year, I realised that I'm more and more like each of the characters I've developed.
I just want to point out the rosette that you're wearing.
Do you like it?
It's rather lovely. Vote for www.airraising.com.
Oh, thank you for that.
Now, you have different types of mummies on your blog. One is the Mission Mummy. Let's have a little listen to a little bit from your Mission Mummy blog.
Let me introduce you to my friend Mission Mum. She is leaving no stone unturned to create genii out of her children. Being the first in her family to go to a university, Manchester, where else, Mission is in no doubt she will be visiting her kids as undergraduates at Oxford or Cambridge one day. The holidays are no time for messing around on the ski slopes or hanging out with friends. She is married to Mamil, middle-aged man in Lycra, who is normally off on extended cycle trips somewhere and anyway wouldn't dare disagree with his wife.
So, Jo, what was your inspiration for that particular character, Mission Mummy?
Oh, I couldn't begin to say. I think sort of realising that, people were starting to talk about what they wanted their child to achieve in years to come. And, hearing people talking about sending their child to Oxford or Cambridge, and I thought, gosh, I can't even decide what brand of nappies to use. And the whole lives were revolved around not the next step, but what might possibly happen 20 years from now. And of course, we don't know. Mm. And so there isn't one person this is about, because, as I say, I've got a lot of friends in London. So none of my Oxford friends, it's not about you, but it's a sort of sense of, you know, what's going on at a lot of high achieving groups and, you know, even mum and toddler groups, mum and baby groups, what people were talking about in London.
But I suppose it's as well with these types of sort of, you know, mission mummies that they're almost wanting to kind of live out their failed dreams through their children
possibly. And then I wonder whether I'm doing it myself a bit and sort of saying to my son, you know, you want to give up piano. Are you sure? You know, keep it up for another year. And I'm wondering whether I'm beginning to turn into mission mum. You know, why should he play piano? But then, you know, maybe one should just push them a little bit. So am I moving into this rather scary sort of caricature?
So are you a pushy parent?
Well, I don't know. I think I'm a little bit possibly like the one who's competitive with her child, with a maxi mum, because I found myself playing Monopoly with my son, and I didn't want him to win. I wanted him to win, but I wanted to win more. So I said, you don't really want to put any hotels and houses on there. And, you know, if you do that, they get a bit cluttered on the board, you know, and save your money. You know, and just sit tight. And of course, I thrashed him, and then I had to have a return match to let him win because I felt guilty. And I thought, well, I should really help him learn how to play properly.
And so you should feel guilty. After this, we're going to talk about more of the mummy types that Jo covers in her blog.